This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The U.S. Post Office in Steamboat Springs is short-staffed, and some residents aren't receiving their mail, especially in West Steamboat neighborhoods like Silver Spur and Steamboat 2. Mary Beth Len lives near Route County Road 44A.
I've noticed in the last 10 days we have not received any mail whatsoever, and I'm expecting some important medications and supplements that I need.
James Boxrood with the corporate office out of Denver says they've been short by as much as half of the staff in Steamboat Springs they're trying to hire in the office. Current employees are trying to serve their customers, but he says, we know we have not met service expectations of the community. We're working hard to restore the respect of the public. If a neighborhood is unable to get mail one day, they'll make it a priority the next day, he says, and no one will go without mail for more than 2 days. Boxrood expects mail delivery in Steamboat Springs to be caught up by the end of the week. He also says there are some great jobs with full benefits available at usps.com/careers. Former State House Representative for Moffitt Rio Blanco County's Perry Will has been chosen to fill the vacant seat of Colorado Senator Bob Rankin. The 80-year-old Rankin was halfway through his 4-year term when he announced his retirement from the state Senate. Perry will now represent Senate District 5, which includes Garfield, Pitkin, Gunnison, and Delta counties. He'll be sworn in at the state capitol on Thursday. Applications are being accepted for a vacant position on the Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education. The term would run through this November. To be eligible, you have to have been a resident of the school district for the last 12 consecutive months and never have been convicted of a commission of a sexual offense against a child. Apply through the school district office. The deadline to apply is at 10 o'clock February 3rd. Candidates will be interviewed on February 13th. Applications for History Colorado Centennial Farms and Ranches is now open. The program honors individuals, families, and businesses that have sustained Colorado's agricultural industry. The deadline to apply is May 1st and apply through historycolorado.org. One of last year's honorees was the Blake Ranch LLC of Rout County, established in 1905. In wrestling, Moffitt County is hosting a triangular meet on Thursday with Coleridge and Steamboat Springs High Schools. The Steamboat Sailors hockey team is on the road today for a game against Denver East. They're at the Big Bear Ice Arena in Denver. I'm Shannon Lukens, first for local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.